You're listening to SBS News.
Marianne and Amy Buckley are more than just a mother and daughter. They're also business partners. They run a children's clothing business from a workshop in their Melbourne garden. But when Melbourne entered stage 4 lockdown, they shifted their focus to making face masks. Despite the circumstances, Amy says it's been great to contribute in some small way.
It's been wild, but it does feel a little bit like a wartime effort. It feels like you're giving back. We were talking hundreds the other day. It's probably more like thousands. Yeah, mum's been sewing well into the night. Our husbands have been pressing and snipping as we have.
Masks are now mandatory in Melbourne, and the New South Wales government is also recommending them in situations where social distancing is not possible. Amy says that means they've been rushing to fill thousands of orders.
They are very time consuming, so which I don't think we really knew what we were getting into. We're selling more masks than we were selling kids' clothes at the moment.
Australian opera singer Claire Lyon also launched her own mask-making business last month. The 33-year-old has spent most of 2020 performing in South Korea with The Phantom of the Opera, one of the few live theatre productions still running despite the pandemic. In between shows, Miss Lyon has been busy making her masks. She's already fielding orders from South Africa, Singapore, Japan, the US and the UK.
I found a factory in Seoul that had this super soft fabric that was breathable, lightweight. It's been so overwhelming, the amount of sales that have been pouring in.
With so many in her field out of work, Miss Lyon is donating a portion of her profits to help her fellow arts workers struggling with their mental health.
The theatre industry has just been decimated, so it's really hard for people back home. I just wanted to do as much as I possibly could in helping the Arts Wellbeing Collective.
Back in Australia, brothers Isaac and Elias Honor and their friend Jack Graham are also making face masks, but they started well before the pandemic. The idea came from a 2017 trip to China, where they realised the extent of the country's air pollution. They spent 3 years testing and refining their prototype. Now, ready to launch, Isaac says they have already secured contracts with top-tier global retailers like the UK's Selfridges.
We've sold in pre-sales 4 million and we're actually sending out our first shipments in the next week or so. It also has 99% filtration efficiency and includes Australian botanicals sourced from Australian farms.
This week, Australia's National Science Agency, the CSIRO, launched the first accredited surgical face mask testing facility in Melbourne. It will allow local manufacturers of surgical face masks to fast-track supply to frontline health workers. The development will hopefully help them keep up with rising demand. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.